Hey everyone, and welcome to my online Christian channel. It's so good to have you here today. In today's episode, we're going to be diving into something truly essential to our lives and our faith, relationships. Think about it, our lives are woven together through connections with family, friends, partners, and our community. As people of faith, we believe that God designed us for relationship both with Him and with one another. So how do we build and nurture these connections in a way that honors God and brings us closer to Him and each other? Let's explore what it means to have relationships God's way. At the very heart of godly relationships lies the powerful principle of love. The Apostle Paul beautifully describes this in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. This isn't just a sentimental feeling. It's a patient, kind, selfless action. It rejoices in truth and endures through difficulties, but hand in hand with love walks respect. God calls us to honor all people created in His image. Genesis 1:27 tells us, "So God created mankind in His own image, in the image of God He created them. Male and female He created them." This means valuing their thoughts, their feelings, and their inherent worth, regardless of their background, beliefs, or even how they treat us. So, how do we put love and respect into practice? It starts with truly listening when someone is speaking, showing patience even when things get challenging, offering a helping hand, and speaking kindly even when we disagree. These small, consistent acts build a strong foundation for any relationship. A solid foundation of love and respect allows for open and honest communication to flourish. Think of it as the lifeblood of any healthy connection. God values truthfulness. Proverbs 12:22 tells us, "The Lord detests lying lips, but He delights in people who are trustworthy." This means being honest in our words and actions, avoiding gossip or speaking negatively about others behind their backs. Instead, let's strive for clear, direct, and kind communication. When conflicts arise, and they inevitably will, let's approach them with a desire to understand the other person's perspective and find a resolution that honors everyone involved. Remember, the goal isn't always to be right, but to seek understanding and reconciliation. Ephesians 4:29 encourages us, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." In a world where we all fall short, the concepts of forgiveness and grace are absolutely vital in our relationships. Just as God extends incredible grace and forgiveness to us through Jesus Christ, we are called to do the same for others. Colossians 3:13 encourages us to bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Forgiveness isn't always easy. It might involve a process and doesn't necessarily mean condoning hurtful behavior. However, holding on to bitterness and resentment only harms us and poisons our relationships. Choosing to forgive, even when it's difficult, releases us and opens the door for healing and restoration. Similarly, extending grace means showing understanding and compassion, recognizing that everyone is on their own journey and will make mistakes. Think of the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15, 11:32. The father's unconditional love and forgiveness illustrate God's heart for restoration. Sometimes loving others well also means establishing healthy boundaries. This might sound counterintuitive, but boundaries are not about building walls or being selfish. Instead, they are about defining what is acceptable and what isn't in our interactions. They help us protect our emotional, mental, and even physical well-being while still allowing us to love and care for others. Setting boundaries can involve saying no when necessary, limiting our exposure to toxic behavior, and communicating our needs clearly and respectfully. While the Bible doesn't explicitly use the term boundaries in the way we understand it today, principles of wisdom and self-care are evident. For example, Proverbs 4:23 tells us, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Healthy boundaries are a way of guarding our hearts. They allow us to give authentically without becoming depleted or resentful. We weren't meant to navigate relationships in isolation. The Bible encourages us to seek wisdom and counsel from those who are further along in their faith and have experience. In building strong relationships, Proverbs 11:14 reminds us, "Where there is no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety." Don't hesitate to reach out to trusted Christian mentors, pastors, elders, or even Christian counselors when you're facing challenges in your relationships. Prayer is also a powerful tool. Seek God's guidance, ask for wisdom, and pray for healing and reconciliation in your connections with others. James 1:5 assures us, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." He cares deeply about our relationships and wants to guide us, being part of a supportive Christian community is incredibly valuable for nurturing healthy relationships. Our churches and faith-based groups provide opportunities to connect with like-minded individuals who share our values. Hebrews 10:24-25 encourages us to and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. Actively participate in your community, build friendships, and offer support to others. Galatians 6:2-2 says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." These connections can provide encouragement during difficult times, celebrate joys, and offer accountability in living out our faith in our relationships. When we surround ourselves with people who are also striving to honor God, it strengthens us all. So, as we conclude, remember that building relationships God's way is a journey, not a destination. It requires intentionality, effort, and a constant reliance on God's grace and guidance. By prioritizing love and respect, practicing honest communication, extending forgiveness, setting healthy boundaries, seeking godly counsel, and engaging in a supportive community, we can cultivate relationships that not only enrich our lives but also bring glory to God. Thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that these insights encourage and equip you in your own relationships. If you found this helpful, please like this video and subscribe for more content. May God bless you richly, and I'll see you next time.